Good morning. Say, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's also the name of this program, and you can hear it every Sunday at this time on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. This is a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s through to the 1950s. These were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and these are songs that I've heard before. Well, maybe you've heard them too. Even if you haven't, why don't you join me for an hour? We're going to listen to some old records, and we'll hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. And today, we're going to be listening to the music of composer Jerome Kern. Kern was acknowledged as the father of the modern American musical, and he certainly was instrumental, no pun intended, in helping create the musical form that graced the Broadway stage and the Hollywood screen. Well, during a career that spanned over 40 years, Kern was responsible for hundreds of songs, and he contributed to over 100 shows, among them the groundbreaking musical Showboat and the delightful Swing Time. And we're going to hear selections from these shows today, along with numbers from a lot of other of his musicals. And we're going to begin with songs from two of his earliest shows, from Sally, which was produced in 1920. We're going to listen to Look for the Silver Lining, lyrics by Buddy De Silva, and we'll hear that in a recording made in the 1930s by Judy Garland. We'll follow that up with the number Who, which is from the musical Sonny that Kern wrote in collaboration with Otto Harburg and Oscar Hammerstein II, and that was first produced in 1925. And on that one, we're going to listen to the recording that was made in 1937 by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and we'll hear Jack Leonard doing the singing. Well, here's Judy Garland with Look for the Silver Lining.
As I wash my dishes, I'll be following a plan till I see the brightness in every pot and pan. I am sure this point of view will ease the daily grind, so I'll keep repeating in my mind. Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. Joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Da 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 da. Da 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 da-dee-da-da-da-da. So always look for the silver lining and try to
to Judy Garland with Look for the Silver Lining, followed by Who by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Jack Leonard on the vocal. And today we're listening to the music of Jerome Kern, and this is I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. Well, Jerome Kern was born in New York City on January the 27th, 1885, and that's just about 120 years ago last week, so we're a little late in the birthday party, but we're going to enjoy it anyway. He developed an interest in music at an early age, and his mother encouraged this very much, and by his late teens, he was studying at the New York College of Music. From there, he went on to Europe, mostly in London, and he absorbed all that he could there about the musical theatre around the turn of the century, before settling back into New York. And there he started out working on Tin Pan Alley. For a song publisher, well, around this time, the American musical theatre was still very much under the influence of the European or Viennese style of music, and these were the glory days of operetta and the lovely work of Victor Herbert, amongst others. And Kern was going to be one of the first composers who decided he was going to change that, importing onto the stage a fresh and an experimental approach to melody and to musicals that was both simple and classic. Well, frequently those two do go together, don't they? In 1915, Kern spent some time working with a couple of Englishmen, Guy Bolton and P.G. Woodhouse of Jeeves fame, and together they turned out musicals for a theatre, the Prince's Theatre in New York. Other partnerships starting around this time? Well, we've already heard one of the songs from Kern's partnership with Oscar Hammerstein, and this would certainly turn out to be a lifelong one, as we'll see. It led in 1927 to what was perhaps Kern's best-known musical score, Showboat. This was based on a novel by Edna Ferber, had lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, and it was, to say the least, a complete departure from the rather romantic, I don't want to say fluffy, but pleasant, easygoing styles of musicals to this point. Kern's score was brilliant, and it produced several huge hits. We're going to hear a few of them now. And I have to say that the continuing appeal of Showboat, I think, lies in the musical brilliance that Kern brought to it, as well as, of course, the quality of the book, and no doubt the lyrics written for the songs by Oscar Hammerstein. Well, Showboat opened at the Ziegfeld Theatre in New York on December the 27th, 1927. But we're going to hear songs from the 1932 revival, which starred Paul Robeson. Certainly three films were made of it, in 1929, 1936, and the most recent one in 1951. But as I say, we're going to hear recordings of songs from the musical, the 1932 revival. First of all, that classic by Paul Robeson, Old Man River. We'll follow that up actually with a number not from the show cast. We're going to hear a later recording of the number Bill that Kern and Hammerstein actually wrote with Woodhouse, or Kern wrote with Woodhouse, and it was adopted in the show, and that's Bill. We'll hear that by Margaret Whiting. Third, we're going to hear Olga Albany and Frank Munn from Showboat, the show, with Why Do I Love You? And we'll finish out the set with Can't Help Loving That Man with Helen Morgan, who starred both in the 1927 Broadway show and in the 1932 revision. Well, let's get started with Paul Robeson.
Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, just keep rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tow that barge, lift that bale, you get a little drunk and your land's in jail. And scared of dying, but old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant and a noble head like the heroes bold in the books I read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, is not the kind that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just my baby.
than that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason why I should love that man. It must be something that the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Love you.
Why do you love me?
why should there be two happy as we?
Can you see the why or wherefore I should be the one you care for?
I'm a lucky boy.
I am lucky too. All our dreams of joy seem to come true.
Maybe that's
because you love me. Maybe that's why I love you.
Been listening to songs from Jerome Kern's musical Showboat. Just now we heard Why Do I Love You, sung by Olga Albany and Frank Munn. Before that we heard Helen Morgan with Can't Help Lovin' Dat Man. Before that Bill by Margaret Whiting. And first of all, of course, Old Man River by Paul Robeson. Well, my name is Stephanie Robinson. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa, and today we're listening to the music of Jerome Kern. Well, with Showboat, Kern and his colleagues certainly moved the popular music world several steps closer to what has been described as a concept of the integrated musical, where music, lyrics, and story all contribute to a single artistic unity. That sounds pretty fancy, and it certainly was a tough act for others to follow. And it was a road that Kern set for himself, and he was pretty successful at it. We'll hear some more examples of that in a moment. He wrote extensively during the 1930s for the Broadway stage, and he also ventured into the world of film music in Hollywood, starting around about 1933. Well, throughout his career, he collaborated with several very gifted lyricists, and some of these partnerships, as I've mentioned, were very long and productive. And among those with whom he worked, we've already heard from his some songs that he wrote with Otto Harburg and Oscar Hammerstein II in the 1920s. He continued to work with them, and he also went on to work with Dorothy Fields and Johnny Mercer, and of course several others. Well, the 1930s saw a number of new Broadway shows and Hollywood films featuring Kern's music, including Music in the Air, Roberta, Very Warm for May, and of course the 1935 film Swing Time that starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And it was actually for a song from the score of Swing Time, and that show had lyrics by Dorothy Fields, just delightful lyrics, as we'll hear, that Kern won his first Academy Award. And we're going to hear that song soon, The Way You Look Tonight. But first of all, we're going to go back to one of the first of his shows in the 30s, and that's Music in the Air. And we'll hear, we listen to the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra play a number from that, from 1946, this recording is. And the song is The Song Is You, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. Next, we'll go to a song I know you've heard before, and that's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from the show Roberta. And we'll hear that sung by Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1941. Music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Otto Harburg. Next, we're going to hear a couple of numbers from Swing Time. First of all, from the star of the film himself, a 1936 recording of the classic A Fine Romance, Dorothy Fields' delightful lyrics set to the gorgeous music of Jerome Kern. Next, we're going to hear The Way You Look Tonight, the Oscar-winning number from the film from 1936, the recording by Billie Holiday. And we'll finish out the set with a number from Very Warm for May. Not one of... it was a musical that didn't get huge rave reviews, but this song certainly did. All the Things You Are, sung by Joe Stafford, and that was a musical that Kern wrote with Hammerstein. So let us get started with Tommy Dorsey from the Music in the Air, The Song Is You.
Thank you.
course replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday we'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. I checked and then I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away and I'm without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide.
Should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance you won't nestle, a fine romance you won't wrestle. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. Clap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no clinches. A fine romance with no pinches. You never give the orchid dice and a glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Oh boy, what a romance. Mm.
for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. That lights a star, the dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you.
Joe Stafford with All the Things You Are. And before that, we heard Billie Holiday with The Way You Look Tonight. First of all, though, we heard The Song Is You with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. After that, Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And in the middle of all of those, we heard Fred Astaire with A Fine Romance. All songs written by Jerome Kern, along with his partners in lyrics. And that's who we're listening to today, is Jerome Kern. You're listening to it on I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, during the 1940s, Kern continued to work in Hollywood and provided music for a number of musicals, including Can't Help Singing in 1944, Cover Girl, also in 1944, and Centennial Summer, which screened in 1946. But despite the glamour of working in Hollywood and with the cinema, Kern really did miss Broadway, so he was just delighted when Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers asked him to collaborate on the 1945 revival of Showboat, which he did. Unfortunately, he was never to see it performed, as he died of a heart attack in New York City on the 11th of November, 1945. Well, one of the eulogies at his memorial service was given by Oscar Hammerstein, who is supposed to have said of Kern, and I quote, "He stimulated everyone, he annoyed some, and he never bored anyone at any time." Well, not a bad eulogy that. I think we'd all like to have something like that said about us after we've gone. And he certainly did stimulate us. I don't know if he annoyed us, but he never bores us. And his style shows a really wonderful development towards greater sophistication and a more American style in music, certainly on the musical stage. His work with the American musical brought us some of our finest songs, and we're going to listen to a few more of them right now. First of all, we'll hear Deanna Durbin with Can't Help Singing, and that is a song from the musical of the same name, written by Kern and Otto Harburg. We'll follow that up with the old groaner, Bing Crosby, from CoverGirl. Music by Jerome Kern, with lyrics by Ira Gershwin on the standard Long Ago and Far Away. And we'll finish up with Eddie Fisher singing a song from musical Centennial Summer, In Love in Vain. Well, here is Deanna Durbin and Can't Help Singing.
Hummingbird, mockingbird, listen to me. I got no nest, I got no tree. Oh, but I'm happy as heaven is wide. I got a song bubbling inside. Can't help singing of a promise that April is bringing. Oh, I'm floating along on the crest of a song.
Spring makes a feller hopeful. Soap makes a feller soap, makes a feller soapful. What is this? What is this charm music hath? Why is my voice so divine in a bath?
Spring grows the rhododendron and sweet hibiscus.
Spring grows a feller, spring grows a feller's whiskers.
Spring tells me love's on its way. Lucky I'm living today. Can't help singing of a promise that April is bringing.
When I shampoo my top, there is nothing like Opry and lather to keep my ears ringing.
Affects me this way. And the lovers I reckon sing along.
Well,
going far away. I dreamed a dream one day. Now that dream is here beside me, long. The skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Eddie Fisher is bringing to an end today's program of The Music of Jerome Kern. I'm Stephanie Robinson. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. Thank you for joining me. Please stay with us. We have the Gordon Bennett Archives coming up, then 2 hours of wonderful jazz in transition with Randy McGilligot. Please join us again next week for another program of I've Heard That Song Before.